This is the Composer's Datebook for May 13th. I'm John Zak. On today's date in 1875, American conductor Theodore Thomas, a passionate advocate for both old and new music, led the Cincinnati May Festival Chorus and Orchestra in the first American performance of J.S. Bach's Magnificat. Bach composed this work in 1723, originally for Christmas use in Leipzig, then revised the score 10 years later. The American premiere, 142 years after that, was also a reworking, since the original instrumentation was expanded for large 19th century orchestra. I think Bach probably would have been astounded at the size of the Cincinnati chorus performing his music. Bach's Magnificat served as the opener for a festival performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. The Beethoven was a huge success, and Cincinnati newspapers of the day referred to Ninth Symphomania breaking out in their city. The newspapers were less impressed with Bach's Magnificat. The Cincinnati Commercial Review opining, "The work is difficult in the extreme. Most of the chorus abounds with rambling subdivisions. We consider the Magnificat the weakest thing the chorus has undertaken, possessing no dramatic character and incapable of conveying the magnitude of the labor that has been expended upon its inconsequential intricacies." Well, no one who actually heard that 1875 performance is still alive to ask whether it really was as terrible as all that. And in any case, we suspect American audiences and performers have gotten a little more used to Bach's inconsequential intricacies since then. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music is once new.